Welcome to Am I in the Wrong Room? A podcast exploring self-discovery, growth, joy, and the journey to your most authentic life. I'm Kimberly, your host and fairy god sister. Y'all, it's the third episode. Welcome. Welcome back. If you're new here, welcome. I hope you like it here. Thanks for joining me. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about gratitude, the room you should visit the most often. How are you doing? Really, though, don't respond fine, out loud, or in your head. How are you doing? I would tell you I missed you last week, and I did. But I had such a good time with my family, I knew you would be okay. I want you to feel that way this holiday season. You're going to be okay. Maybe you're like me and this is your first holiday season in a number of years without crying, being hurt, being yelled at, accusations, and fighting. Maybe you forgot how much you even like the holidays. Maybe you felt so lonely this past Thanksgiving. Or maybe you've been able to rediscover your family and friends in a way you thought you lost. I intentionally waited to share this podcast because Thanksgiving in the U.S. is a great day to finally look at gratitude. Shouldn't it be a daily practice, though? In loneliness, in change, in healing, in survival, in victory? I'm thankful. I'm grateful. Right now, I have so much to be thankful for. No one fought with me this Thanksgiving. Son, do you even understand what I'm saying? All of my domestic violence and narc survivors know what I'm saying. I had peace. And y'all hear that? All this voice practice for the choir is coming together. So I guess I'm thankful for Jeff Rocha and Victoria Rapopan too then. My sister bestie just gave birth to my nephew 2 weeks ago and she's still here. I emphasize this because Black women in childbirth is always where you hold your breath. But she's here and my baby, on Wednesdays only, is here. Her hubby, hey friend number two, can breathe and enjoy his son and wife. My first nephew, also only claimed on Wednesdays, turned 3. His mom is the producer for the show, and I'm so thankful to have my best friend on this journey with me. Talk about the right room. It's giving rich auntie vibes. It's really the auntie without any children vibes. And don't tell Joseph and Vic, the respective hubbies, that I'm thankful for them too. Because they're friends and family as well. I'm thankful of what they are to my friends. I'm thankful of what they want to be to them and to themselves. And y'all remember, when you marry, you become one. So they are always a part of my gratitude train. I was down in the DMV with my family. Honestly, I'm this old and I think this is the first Thanksgiving we spent together down there. I'm thankful that God has led me through the valley to even be at this point in the year, because it almost didn't happen. I'm thankful for my mom just picking up daily dinner with me. And y'all, we'd be here for years if I tried to list everything of which my mom has ever done that I'm thankful for. But if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here at all. I definitely wouldn't have made it this far. And I wouldn't still be on the side of healing that I'm on. Now, you know, I got to hit you with the technicals, as that's how we blurred too. So let's get into gratitude. The shutdown was likely many different things for many different people. And this is also a loaded topic, so I'm going to be hopping off of it quickly. But in the personal pandemics in your life, in the times where your world shuts down, the best and free tool you have is gratitude. Trapped in my family home full of furniture I've waited my whole life to throw out, I had a safe place to be. That's never been anything but a place of peace up until the last few years. I was grateful my commute had ended and that I had a break before I completely broke in half, even though I didn't know what was about to start. If you were one of the many who didn't receive any validation for what you were able to do during this time period, even if it was just showing up, I'm validating you here and today. Not just for today or last week, but for the last year and the year before that. I'm grateful for you, not because you're just playing my podcast right now, but because you're here on this rock. And trust me, I know how hard that can be. If no one tailored their thanks to or for you, maybe someone just asked if you heard the general thanks that was expressed for your team and no one told you they were thankful for you specifically, or if all you heard was how you're failing and how you compare to others. Knowing if you told them all that you were going through, what was happening in your personal prison, it would have been met with emotional deficiency. You can hear the level of, oh, I'm sorry, and that's too bad. Can you just go somewhere else for the time? Maybe you should just leave that person. Sit down and talk to them. All the things you couldn't have possibly thought of yourself, right? And from the same people that tell you they can't depend on you. People who are so upset with their own life, who practice such positive dismissivity. And no, that's not a word, but it's going to be a word today. To remind you that you could have had COVID and this is happening and this is wrong in the world. All while you are living in hell. When the reality is you can't and have never been able to depend on them. But I'm grateful. And this is the truth, y'all. I've only seen a shooting star once and not in a video. It was looking up the night sky with my new freshman college roommate and remarking on how many stars I could see compared to the fact that I don't see any stars at home in New Jersey. When that star shot across the sky, I wished to be happy. And the best and most effective way to do that is gratefulness. Because gratefulness leads to happiness, which leads to joy. And the world can't steal your joy. You can only give that away. And the Black church says, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. But be honest, you don't see that good right now. The practice of gratitude is so well researched and so boiled down into these phrases and sayings. It's hard to do that as your world is falling apart around you. Your small personal planet with this huge hole in it from an asteroid that came and slammed into it is falling apart. And here I am telling you to be grateful. Before we get into what gratefulness can do for you, let's start with a journal prompt and an affirmation. Journal prompt number one. In spite of the state of your world and life, what is right? What is okay? What is better without thinking of what else is wrong or still wrong or has gotten worse? And for our first affirmation, repeat after me. If I keep going, if I keep looking, I'll find more, be more, give more, and have more. So what can gratitude do for you? If you left a relationship, being alone is hard, but so is crying, being attacked emotionally, the fighting. I give thanks for the loneliness. I give thanks for the peace. I give thanks that despite what form of missing someone exists on a particular day, my family is here, and not just the blood family. It's the aforementioned besties who are part of a set of sisters that I've really been blessed with. So what benefits do you get from practicing and focusing on the gratitude in your life? First is emotional. You have more peace. You're more relaxed. You're a less jealous person. You're not concerned with what everyone else has when you can be much happier with what you have. You're more empathetic. You're more understanding. And extending and receiving grace becomes easier. Two, it improves your personality. You'll become less self-centered. You'll have higher self-esteem and a better relationship with God. And if you're not a Christian, it'll be whoever you believe in. Three, your health will improve. You'll find that you're less sick. You have more energy. You get better sleep. You're more resilient. Four, socially, there's improvement socially. Gratitude is one of the most social things you can do while being by yourself. it'll help you to be kinder, to connect better with the world, to have deeper relationships, whether they're friendships or work relationships or marriages. It'll be easier to deal with all the people around you peopling. And lastly, the fifth one, it'll improve your career, your willingness to chase your dreams. You'll be able to better identify your goals and you'll be more productive at the things that really drive you. So let's get into our second affirmation. And we're also going to get into the third. For our second affirmation, there is goodness all around me. And when I can't find it, I'll be it. I'll light up in goodness and empathy so that wherever I go, it'll find me. And for our third affirmation, when I see any of God's goodness in my life, I will find all he has in store for me, and I become a tool of goodness. If you aren't Christian, for example, my bestie is Hindu. When I see goodness in my life, it becomes easier to find and create more. Gratitude helps us to feel less controlled about the things that enter and leave our lives. Imagine a world where no one helps you. Despite your asking and pleading, no one ever comes to help you. Now imagine where many people help you all the time for no other reason than they like you. In which one of these worlds would you have more self-esteem? Practicing gratitude daily helps to create a world like that. Don't become an imposter, though. While there's so much to be thankful for, focus on what you can really identify. And whatever you can't, that's okay. Just focus on what you can. Be realistic. You can be thankful for your car while understanding that it's not that great. The computer doesn't work so well. The gas goes too fast. And it gets stuck in the snow. You can still be thankful for the car and acknowledge that eventually you want to move on. But being thankful for that item, you'll likely take better care of it. So when you sell it, someone else can be thankful for a car that serves their needs. And you'll appreciate your upgrade whenever it comes. Gratitude helps you bounce back. There were days I was just grateful not to find myself in a pool of my own tears on the floor, where I wasn't fighting a ghost of a person who was no longer in my life, who I no longer lived with, where I had the right therapist and psychiatrist, and for the first time in years, went to sleep and woke up not tired, where my therapist could say to me at the beginning, "I know you want to go back, but you have to keep pushing through. And I promise one day it won't feel so heavy." Sometimes I just sat feeling like complete crap, just grateful I hadn't cried all day. And now I'm grateful to tell you myself, it's going to get better. It's going to change. I'm grateful that everything I'm saying to you, I believe, and I can't wait to see how much better it gets. Let's get into our second journal prompt. What kindness have I seen lately? And no matter how small, I'll give you an example. How nice was it for me when the woman who kept walking in front of me in the grocery store acknowledged I was there? How nice was it when I tried to have some patience that I was met with kindness? And how did that foster my spreading kindness to someone else? Gratitude isn't just about you. It's also the kindness that's generated for others. Really, what is taken away from you by making someone else feel good just for trying their best? Isn't that what you're wishing and willing for your own life? Yes, they bypassed a rule that is ridiculous, but they didn't have to do it. So why not just let them know how good it made you feel? You've become a literal force of change. How much have you taken from the world? Wouldn't it be great to slowly start to change the world around you? Pay it forward so it eventually comes back. Don't be so busy clocking others, trying to immediately repay what you get. We're all struggling. But when someone can look at the kindness they've experienced, how awesome would it be if you crossed their mind? Now, this doesn't mean not enforcing or having boundaries. This doesn't mean that others won't take advantage or a number of other behaviors. Again, that's discernment. But if you stay closed, then you repel a lot of good. You have to know when to call it, throw it out, stop, and change course. Eventually, it becomes less about making yourself feel good and just looking at others' cups to see what and if you should add to it. Kind words are often enough. Whatever you want in life, it's often found by giving more of it. That's our podcast. I want you to try to take a few minutes each week and write down things you're grateful for. Even if it's just the toaster working when you tried to eat breakfast. With the holidays here, and we're still in the midst of a pandemic, continuing to navigate through major changes in our world, in our personal worlds, let's talk about loneliness next week. Enjoy this weekend. Give thanks. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. You are so loved. Don't forget that ever. Bye.